Now, yesterday, as we say, a big day. Thousands of retailers up and down the country finally reopened, and hopefully they're going to remain open after being closed since Christmas. Louisa Cameron is the owner of Raven Books. That's the way it falls, isn't it? In Blackrock. And we spoke to her a few weeks ago. She was doing her cycling deliveries of books around Blackrock and its environs. Well, she's back behind the counter and she's back on the line. How are you doing, Louisa?
Hiya, Ray. How are things?
How exciting was yesterday?
It was very, very exciting. It was like Christmas, but good. Yeah. It was wonderful. It just was a fantastic day. What can I say? We were so busy, but not like in that manic way. People just wanted to come in and be calm. It was that sense almost of people returning to church.
Yes.
And just like breathing in. We had a little girl this morning and she came and she stood in the doorway. She was sanitizing her hands and she says, "Oh, the smell of new books." And it just captured the moment so perfectly. So
there's
it's a big change,
thing.
Obviously.
Sorry, there's the thing, Louisa, you should have done during lockdown.
Oh,
like the smell of a bookshop, do you know, in a candle or something.
There is actually, apparently, a perfume company that does have a scent that smells like old books.
Frankly,
I'm not 100% gone on that myself now, but however.
But there is that definite smell, isn't there? And we've missed it terribly.
Completely. Yeah. And that is something you literally cannot buy online. And just to be in the presence, just surrounded by them. And it's lovely having, in particular the kids back in, we have a little reading nook, just a small little area where there's seating and fairy lights and little mirrors. And it's been dark for 4.5 months. It looks like a little cave. And to switch on those lights yesterday morning, like, it's literally magical. It just filled my heart. And then to see kids in there yesterday, they've been like saving up their book tokens and picked out what they wanted to read and then just sat in there and just had a quiet little read. And it was just wonderful to be able to see that again. And you realise how much you've missed. And the stories customers shared with you. I mean, you don't know what you've been missing until somebody tells you about the research they were doing for Mary Eames. She's an amazing Irish woman who saved an absolute ton of people, in particular children, during World War II from the Nazis. And she'd been doing research for a book, which was published a couple of years back. And she said in her research, she found the final words of a woman who sadly died in the Holocaust and was able to tell the woman's daughter what those words were. Those are stories.
Wow.
I have missed so much. And exactly, there's that pause of like, oh my goodness.
So hold on, stop there for a second. So
this
person who came into your shop did research for a book which she published a few years ago, but through other research she found out the last words of a dying woman in Auschwitz, and she was able to find that woman's daughter and tell her those words.
Yeah, it's not amazing. These are the stories. People just walk in off the street and tell me these stories. I feel so privileged. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I can imagine it was a joy just to watch the joy on people's faces yesterday.
It was. And just a smile. I mean, masks aside, obviously,
people
are just so happy. And some people just wanting to come in and just have the chats and just connect. Obviously, we've got a lot of people when I was out doing my deliveries and connecting with them, but people who were beyond the distance I could deliver to.
Yeah.
And they were just so happy to come back in and come home in that sense of place that they have gotten such pleasure out of before and just been denied for so long, obviously, for everybody's benefit in the long run. But they really had that sense of a return, which was lovely to see.
They spent
money as well.
They spent money, which is important for you.
Let me tell you. Piggy banks were broken yesterday, I think, definitely.
And what would have been the best seller yesterday? Would you know that off the top of your head?
It was really interesting to see, because it wasn't necessarily the brand new books coming out that people were buying.
Yeah.
I think they've been making lists over lockdown.
Uh-huh.
Some of them were kind of because we did the second hand books as well, some really unusual rare ones that might even be out of print, and that in particular I think was what people wanted as far as browsing goes, because those are the things you find completely by serendipity, the book you didn't know you needed. You came in for one thing and you found something completely different that you can't imagine life without now.
Yeah.
And that was what I think people yesterday in particular were really looking for. It wasn't necessarily the latest bestseller, which people have been to a degree keeping up with, because that's the kind of book, you know, you can browse online and then call your local bookshop and they'll
get
out to you or whatever.
Speaking of which, are you going to continue the deliveries on your bicycle?
Mostly no.
No, right.
The Bicycle D. Higgins, as my bike was in the end christened, the runners-up were Chain Austin and Molly Zoom. So yes, Bicycle D. Higgins won by hair's breadth.
Bicycle D. Higgins, that's great.
Great. Can't really be in two places at once. So now, obviously, with the shop being open, we need to have all hands on deck. Now, there was the exception. We had a call yesterday from somebody who I've been delivering to the last few months. And she said, you know, just as the restrictions are lifting, she went and she broke her foot. And she can't drive, she can't walk. And I was like, listen, you're up the road. Of course I'm going to drop books up to you. Yeah. So, you know, that of course we're going to continue to support our community in whatever ways we can. But for the most part, it's not a sustainable business model, practically, really, to be gone for a couple of hours from the shop every day, unfortunately. Mind you, given the weather this afternoon, there was no harm being inside with the hail that we had around them. So,
I can hear it in your voice, the excitement of being reopened, and that's mirrored and echoed around the country in retailers, bookshops, clothes shops, all sorts of shops around the country, which is brilliant. And we're all delighted to have you back. Thanks, Louisa. Mind yourself.
Lovely talking to you. Yeah,
see you now. Bye. Louisa Cameron, owner of Raven Books, it would have to be, and we're all talking about crows, etc.